This is the Library Lady, also known as the Library Talker. I am the Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted, and I'm Library Talker at librarytalker.blogspot.com. So, it's been a while, but that's because I keep starting and giving up on books. And I'm sorry about that, but there's just some bad ones out there. But anyway, this one's not too bad. I'm reviewing today The Do-Over by Lynn Painter. It's a YA rom-commy book that came out in November. And it's basically Groundhog Day, but for Valentine's Day. So same month, different day, somewhat different results. So we have our main character, who is Emily, and she has planned the best, most amazing, perfect Valentine's Day ever. And so it's a 3-month anniversary of dating her boyfriend, who has literally checked off everything on the list of what makes a perfect boyfriend. And I mean, literally, this girl keeps lists for everything. She wakes up every day and has a list for what she's going to do for the day that she updates when she wakes up. And she has a boyfriend list, all the qualities that make a good boyfriend. So whether there's romance or not, this guy, he checks off all the marks. So she's going to tell him today the big L word, even though it's 3 months in and it's Valentine's Day and it's kind of just a checkbox relationship. She's going to tell this guy she loves him. Woo! So the day starts off poorly with things like she can't take a proper shower because her little brothers, who are half brothers of hers, one of them needs to go to the bathroom, and then she's, you know, tries to get the perfect outfit and look perfect for her day and gets into her van, gets distracted by her phone and gets in an accident where she meets Nick, who apparently doesn't recognize her, or at least acts like he doesn't. And now they have to trade information, and the van has to get towed, so Nick gives her a ride to school. And then things just keep going from there. She has to deal with the mean girls. She, has her scholarship for college revoked, because of a mathematical error when they were calculating who deserved it. So she's no longer qualified, even though this is the only way she can get the school that she wants, or can afford it. At least her parents, of course, being divorced, and, you know, now split households and all the other stuff. So there's that. And then she goes to see her boyfriend as he's going out on his daily coffee run for a teacher, because he's that ultra impressive with all of the staff. He's going to go get coffee, and then lo and behold, his ex is in the car with them. They're looking at each other lovingly, and then they kiss, and she's like, oh, chuck that, out. And of course, he's texting and trying to get, you know, back with her and explain, and it didn't mean anything, blah, 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 but she keeps ignoring him. Things just keep getting awkward and worse until eventually she stays at her grandma's house, and, you know, just, the day is just bad. So she goes to bed, and she's really ticked off, and she wakes up back at her dad's house bed, and it's February 14th again, and now she gets to relive it. Of course, she doesn't believe it in the beginning. She's like, ha ha, you guys are so funny telling the same stupid jokes, and the van is busted, but no, wait, it's not, huh? And so, wait, okay, nope, gets in an accident again, and then, the scholarship is revoked again, and she's like, this is, like, so deja vu-y, and, but, you know, she ends up reliving it over and over. Now, we don't see, all of the redos. She just, kind of goes through, stuff, and at one point, she's just like, and by this point with my boyfriend, I've tried this, I've tried that, I tried this, I tried that. Just a list of things that she's tried, not showing us the whole day, just telling her the different things that she's tried to avoid the different things that have happened to her. And it just, it's not getting much better. But she is getting to meet Nick with all of these accidents, and she is learning more and more about him. And there is a spark there, which she doesn't understand, because he doesn't check off the list. But this other guy did, but he kissed a girl. So we have all of this, you know, leading up to, you know, what the eventual thing is. It's freaking Groundhog Day. There's no big surprise on how it ends, but there is a very long section on what she calls the Day of Not Caring, or the DNOC, or D-O-N-C, sorry. And I just keep seeing donk. I don't know if that's what the author intended, but that's what it comes off. So she has this Day of Not Caring where she just blows everything up, in terms of just, you know, her scholarship. Her boyfriend, she gets on the PA system and calls him out, and all kinds of stuff happen. And so, you know, of course that's the one that sticks. It's so, yeah, she's got some problems at the end there, but, you know, everything kind of works out, right? She's got some problems. There is an HEA. The boyfriend, who is a jerk, ends up becoming just a friend, and, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just, spoilers, but it is a Groundhog Day. It's cotton candy book. It is not meant to be, like, super serious. It does, you know, maybe have a message in there about living life and not letting everybody just do what they want and rolling over for what everybody else wants in the world. Because one of the other things that's happening is her dad got a transfer to Texas, and her stepmom and her two half-brothers are moving to Texas. So that's among the other things that are just going all wrong for her. And so, you know, but she has previously always just rolled over. And so this Day of Not Caring, kind of gives her that lesson as well of, you know, sometimes you need to say something, maybe not quite as badly as she did, but, you know, there's stuff out there and you gotta say what you want when you want it, right? So, it's a cute little book. It does what it needs to do. It tells the story. Again, it's cotton candy. It's fluff. It's a little romance-y. There's the typical teenage end of the world type of things. You know, my boyfriend kissed someone. And, you know, the Mean Girls thing. And you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on here that is very realistic in terms of high school and life. And yes, we've all had days that we wish we could just relive and fix. And she's, you know, honestly had one of those dang days. So she has this one day that she needs to relive and fix. And much like Groundhog Day, it takes a while. Probably not the 40 some years that it took, if you do the math for Groundhog Day, the movie, but it's still there. So, again, it's The Do-Over by Lynn Painter. Emily's okay as a character. I like Nick a lot. The rest of the characters are just kind of there. There's not a lot of, you know, fill. There's a ton of basically background flat stock characters, and then Emily and Nick. And I much prefer Nick over Emily, but, you know, I can live with Emily since she is the main character on this one. But those two characters are drawn really pretty well. But again, the rest of it's really flat. There's not a lot of build on the other characters, but that's because they don't really figure in. Sometimes she doesn't even pay attention to them on her repeat days. They're that, you know, negligible. So, there's that kind of stuff. Again, story is your basic Groundhog Day, Nick, Emily, and then all of the other flat characters. So it has its good and its bad. I would, on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being avoid, police tape, this is a waste of your life, don't do it, which I really try hard, by the way, to not read anymore past like 20 pages or so before I go check it. I don't want to waste my life on these books anymore. 5 being, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing thing ever. 2 being, 3 being, and 4 being, This is like a 3.5. I'm struggling on how I'm going to rate it in terms of just, you know, putting down a final star mark or whatever, because you can't really do a 0.5 in there. But it's, you know, for what it is, I guess, for knowing what it is, for knowing that it's cotton candy, for knowing that it's just fluff, it's a 4. For quality of book overall, it's like a 3. So I think right now I'm going to give it a 4. Just to see, maybe. I might change my mind later, but it's been a couple of days since I finished it, and I'm still kind of like, oh, yeah. But again, the story is fading out of my brain, so it didn't stick. It's not one of those, oh my gosh, this is, you know, rereadable, rewatchable, whatever. And you know that this is going to get made into some sort of Netflix movie for next year or something. It just is. And if it's not, I'll be very surprised. But then again, I won't remember this book after a few days, so maybe I won't be surprised. Maybe I won't even remember that I should have been surprised. I don't know. So 3, 4, somewhere in there. Like, but yeah, so it's The Do-Over. It's by Lynn Painter. I will say also, I did get myself stuck in an, oh, I think this is wrong thing, and I did have to go back and check. And the problem is she does live in 3 houses, and she visits all of them multiple times. She prefers to spend time at her dad's house, with her dad and her little brothers. She tolerates her stepmother. Her mom is apparently too career focused, and so she doesn't really like being at her mom's. And then she goes to her grandma's from time to time when things get wonky, or she just doesn't feel like being in other places. So the 3 homes thing made, there were a few pages in there where I was like, wait a second, why is she going up when she was down? I don't, wait, hold, oh, okay. And so rereading and fixing that really helped a lot. But yeah, it's cute, but it's not, you know, gotta read it. So 3.5. And I like her. I like her DONC. She did some cool stuff, I think, when she was in, it was the Day of No Caring. And, you know, I was kind of interested to see what the pushback was going to be. We did see the day after the DONC, when she, has to live with some of the repercussions of what she's done. But it does make me think, and I was about to end and I remembered something. It does make me think of how Groundhog Day ended. She thinks it's because of her DONC. She thinks it's because she didn't care and blah, 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 and whatever. And I'm thinking it's more along the lines of she stayed up past midnight. I really think, because she hadn't done that before, as far as I could tell. She never stayed up past midnight to make it to February 15th. Would that be all you need to do to cancel out a Groundhog Day, is to just stay up and see if you get past midnight, if it's no longer that day anymore? If you make it awake to the next day, do you fall asleep and go back in time, or are you now back on schedule? This is a question that I now have. Would that have worked for the Groundhog Day movie? I don't know. Could he have gotten out of 40 years worth of flipping around if he just stayed up one night? I have no idea. So that is my thing. The Do-Over, Lynn Painter. Again, cotton candy fluff. 3.5 out of 4. Read it if you just want to have a brainless, mindless entertainment type of thing. But if you're looking for depth, this ain't it. And so there you go. Again, I'm the Library Talker, also known as Library Lady. I'm Library Talker on Blogspot at librarytalker.blogspot.com. And I'm the Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. Thank you very much for listening, and Happy New Year, as this is the 1st of January on which I'm recording this. So yay, hopefully 2023 will be decent. I'm not going to put too much hope in it, but because when you do that, things crash and burn. But let's cross our fingers, 2023. And I hope you all have a really great day.